This is Sally Evans at Château Georges Sète in the Bordeaux region of France, on the right bank of Bordeaux, in an appellation called Fronzac. Fronzac's neighbours are Saint-Emilion and Pomerol. And I'm in the village of Saillon, which has a wonderful terroir, clay over a limestone plateau. And the limestone brings a lovely freshness to the wine, similar to in Saint-Emilion, in fact. The climate is a maritime climate, lots of rain coming in from the Atlantic, 900 to 950 millimetres a year, mainly falling in winter and spring, so very typical of the area. And then we have these really lovely hot summers for ripening the grapes. So Château Georges Sète is actually a new estate in the sense that I bought the land in 2015 and equipped some buildings that had not made wine before. So I have a new winery, I have a new tasting facility, but the vines here belong to another chateau before. So the vines are 35 years old. There have been vines here for at least 100 years. And before that, the fields were roamed by sheep, looked after by a shepherd. And so these 35-year-old vines are mature and they are 100% Merlot. And so we are making wine from those vines and making the wine in a newly equipped winery. Our philosophy here very much is to be as sustainable as possible. So we have taken what was traditionally farmed vines and made them into very much a sustainable vineyard. And that means that we've planted hedgerow for the environment to encourage biodiversity. We do not use chemical weed killers. We have sponsored the French equivalent of the RSPB to encourage birds into the vines. Because if we can restore the natural balance in the vineyard in terms of birds who obviously prey on the insects and cover crops that feed the soil, then we don't need the chemicals that had been used years before. That is very much our philosophy. And in 2018, which happens to be a fantastic year in Bordeaux, we made our first vintage. And it was discovered by Davies on Primeur in 2019. And at the same time, we presented it to the critics for the first time and got a very good score. In fact, a very, very good score from the Wine Advocate. So we were very pleased to get that recognition. And we're very pleased that the wine is with Davies in the UK.